Theon was given a suite of chilly rooms with ceilings so high that they were lost in gloom. He might have been more impressed if he had not known that these were the very chambers that had given the bloody keep its name. 1,000 years before, the sons of the River King had been slaughtered here, hacked to bits in their beds, so that pieces of their bodies might be sent back to their father on the mainland. But Greyjoys were not murdered in Pike, except once in a great while, by their brothers, and his brothers were both dead. It was not fear of ghosts that made him glance about with distaste. The wall hangings were green with mildew, the mattress musty-smelling and sagging, the rushes old and brittle. Years had come and gone since these chambers had last been opened. The damp went bone-deep. "I'll have a basin of hot water and a fire in this hearth," he told the crone. "See that they light braziers in the other rooms to drive out some of the chill. And gods be good, get someone in here at once to change these rushes."
"Yes, my lord, as you command,"
she fled. After some time, they brought the hot water he had asked for. It was only tepid and soon cold, and seawater in the bargain. But it served to wash the dust of the long ride from his face and hair and hands.